Well, all right. Welcome back, and thank you for tuning in to your new favorite podcast. This is Chapter and Chat, and I am your humble host, Jamel. This is season 3, and in this season, we're getting into Black men and depression, understanding and overcoming depression in Black men. The author is John E. So y'all go ahead and buckle up your seatbelts and let's get into it. Forward. No one has written about Black men and depression the way John Heed has in Black Men and Depression. It is long overdue. Depression is terrible in its own right, painful, destructive, isolating, even lethal, and frequently tied to alcohol and drug abuse. But when it is experienced by Black men, the suffering and iniquity are compounded. Black men aren't supposed to need help dealing with depression, writes he. It's just one of those life's loads that we're supposed to bear, as if we're no more than beasts of burden. Depression, as he points out, is a silent epidemic marked by fear and ignorance. Its damage is even more insidious in those in minority communities who have had good cause to be skeptical about medical care in general and mental health care particulars. John Heed, who has been a journalist at 3 of the most respected newspapers of this nation, uses his own story of long unrecognized and untreated depression, a condition that he likens less to Churchill's black dog than to a pack of hounds constantly on his trail. To illustrate the difficulties in first recognizing, then acknowledging, and finally seeking treatment for depression, he places his own attitudes and behavior in the context of hundreds of years of racism, years that have taken and continue to take a terrible toll through the unwillingness to acknowledge weakness and a reluctance to take advantage of the tremendous advances in medical and psychological help that are now available. The author discusses the racial as well as medical issues involved in depression, the historic and influential work of Dr. David Satcher, the first black man to be appointed as Surgeon General of the United States, who forcefully advocated for those who suffer from mental illness, and the critical work of Dr. Alvin Poussin at Harvard, who has done groundbreaking work on the role of race in mental illness and suicide. Black men and depression is a lucid and powerful testament to the life-saving importance of getting treatment for depression. It is also a painful account of how difficult this remains for many people, especially black men. As someone who suffers from mental illness and who also studies and treats it, I found time and again how much I learned from John E. He has written an important book, and I wholeheartedly recommend it. K. Redfield Jameson, PhD, Professor of Psychiatry, the Johns Hopkins School of Medicine.